You're listening to The Kylo Show, the podcast where we talk about how to keep your love on no matter what and why whole healthy families are going to save the world. And it starts right now.
Hello and welcome to The Kylo Show. We are starting a fun kind of new series. Mm-hmm. I feel more personally attached to this one than some of the other ones even because it's been a place where I've been growing. It's been an area where I've showed up in a different capacity, I think, in Love and Purpose. Obviously, my book came out and that was I've had lots of new this year.
It's true.
Which is great, but I think that's the goal, right? Is I'm the co-pilot in a new way in different areas of speaking and different stuff like that in Love and Purpose.
All this growth and development, I described it as, when you teach your kid how to drive, you sit in the front seat, you know, ready to grab the steering wheel. But now it feels like mom and I are in the back seat, you know, and you guys are in the front driving. So it's you know, barreling down the track here.
We're not terrifying you too much, I hope.
No, not too bad.
But we are introducing something that we just started this year. It kind of was a undercover first round, but it's called the Kylo University.
Yes. Very cool.
Which sounds just great.
Yes.
And it really is putting on display so much of the heart and value we have for the message at Loving on Purpose and all the different areas. And like I mentioned before, Ben and I are showing up there teaching in ways that we haven't. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't have seen them because if you weren't in Kylo University, you didn't know.
Yeah.
But now you know because we're going to talk about what Kylo University is and really some amazing fruit and really fun testimonies. We're gonna show some of our students and their stories and how the Kylo 5, they are mastering and putting to work and it's showing up in their lives and changing
Radical.
And rocking them.
Yeah.
And it's been really fun.
They're doing some courageous stuff out there.
They are. And it's more than just, you know, they've been fans, they listen to the show or different things, but they are grasping it and learning how to utilize this tool in a way that they weren't able to before having Kylo University.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm excited about it is I've watched the transformation happen and Ben has his own group and I have mine, but it's been really fun.
Mm-hmm. And you know, kind of the process is that you do a Kylo show, you do email blasts, you do webinars, we do the challenges, we do even the books and Life Academy and all this stuff. We're pushing information out there as best we can. People grab onto it. Mm-hmm. They read through it. They go, I agree with this.
Yes.
They said what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is great. And then what?
You know, there's a lot of those.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, now what am I going to do?
I read your book.
Oh, now I just feel bad. Now I just feel like I should have done something different.
I love when I have the book and then they're like,
I read part of it.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
But I still need help.
Yeah. And listening to the Kylo show, I mean, I think that being able to have a weekly supportive momentum that we're putting out there is super helpful. But really, I think most of what our free content and or our just you being connected with us, whether it's books or website or emails or whatever it is our best effort to help you change your paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, help you to believe.
Yeah.
And that, you know, going forward, I think we'll just keep doing that. We'll just keep looking for new believers, if you will, in the Loving on Purpose message, in the Keep Your Love On materials, in the Imperfect Parenting, in Culture of Honor, just, you know, go down the list here. And for a lot of folks, it is been a series of reinforcements that they keep coming back to. But we've never really had a way to maybe more personalize the questions, the scenarios, the application. And so we created the Kylo community, which is, you know, the Kylo community is a growing number of like-minded people that gather together on a private Facebook page, and there's daily interactions going on there with questions and content and our staff team showing up. And then once a month we do an event, and it's me, you, Ben.
Sometimes mom's been
mom's been in there. I think that's pretty much what we've limited it to. And that is, you know, it's growing. There's a collection of folks that are starting to grab the behave part, you know. So the believe is out there, and we've attracted them to this Kylo community piece. And then they, you know, they start going, okay, I got this situation with my kid. What do I do? And that community rallies around and trying to support people moving into applying the concepts, the principles, the skills into their daily life. And now, drum roll, what we have, we've just completed our first 16-week course of the Kylo U. We call it Kylo U, Kylo University, which is us helping you to massage this paradigm and whatever momentum you have into it showing up in your vocabulary, your thought patterns, your actions. You're starting to now Kylo 5 your whole environment. And this is super exciting because we now have, is it 48?
I think we're right around 45.
45 students that went through this first segment, and super cool.
Yeah.
Super cool to hear the testimony. In 16 weeks, it flew by. It totally flew by. And we've kind of trimestered it to, you know, you connecting with God. Like, what does that connection look like? And then you connecting with your own heart, you know, you connecting with yourself, your identity, your design, your calling, and then you connecting with others and all the skills. I think what happens is what people kind of hop over is connecting with God, connect with yourself, and I'm going to try to fix this relationship. Like, oh no, it doesn't work like that. You know, it really is a combination of wholeness, and then as we, you know, we practice and we start to understand that, oh my gosh, I am really borrowing from my understanding of how the perfect relationship works. And then that changes who I am and how I talk to myself and how I, what I expect from myself. And then I now bring a toolkit to being that person representing my father in my interactions with people.
A lot of the students that we have that are coming to the school this round, you know, are people that are in the field of working with other people. You know, they have their degree in social work, or they run a nonprofit where they're kind of coaching or counseling, or they're specializing in different trauma responses, or they're people that are like, I just love helping people and I can't help myself, but I do it everywhere I go. So that self-help kind of movement that is so powerful and loud is a lot of what are coming to our school. But what I find so fascinating is in how we've designed this, God, self, and others, the transformation that people that want to help people, I love you, but sometimes there's some mess inside there. And it's not always addressed in the best way. And we hope that reading a book or listening to a podcast regularly will give us those tools. But it's not until we actually have the accountability of someone when we're talking, like I remember you did a call, you spoke and we were doing Q&A at the end of this call, and you kind of walked this gal through how to do a proper iMessage. Mm. And I don't know how many times I have been on calls with people that do this poorly. Mm-hmm. And they are lovers of Kylo. They mm-hmm. are lovers of this book. They probably have yeah. that thing highlighted, circled. You know, they're even filling in the blanks. They probably printed it out. Mm-hmm. And they do it horribly. Mm-hmm. And it's no one's thought when they're reading this is, I'm going to do a horrible job on purpose. Mm-hmm. It's just knowing how to have someone come in and guide you through the red flags or the wrong moments that you're interjecting your likes and the word you into these moments, mm-hmm. but watching how people have taken the tools and then gained clarity in how to use them. Mm-hmm. I've had so many sessions with probably adult parents that are now grandparents, and they buy Keep Your Love On or Loving Your Kids on Purpose, because my book wasn't out yet. Mm-hmm. And they read it hoping that they're going to change and control their kids. Mm-hmm. And we have one of those students that came into our world, and watching her discover, like, wow, I believe this message. I thought I was behaving it, but I wasn't until she got in here. And then here we are mm-hmm. helping you actually use the tools properly. Like mm-hmm. imagine building a house and you think that the screwdriver is a hammer, and how much more effective it is when you actually get a hammer for the right job. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm seeing happen. Mm-hmm. And it's the feedback we've gotten with the people that we brought in for like the God segment. We have some really great teachers that are in here, and we've had Bill come in, which is amazing. We had Haley Braun come in, amazing. We've just had some phenomenal Dr. Margaret Nagib, she came in. Everybody loves her on the mm-hmm, Kylo show. Mm-hmm. Watching them do what they do with our students, and watching these students have moments of breakthrough on the call. I mean, you see their eyes well up with tears because they finally have this revelation of who God is for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been amazing to watch the personal encounters that they've had with God, and to find this refreshing of His presence, His hope for their personal relationship with mm-hmm. God. Mm-hmm. And then we designed it on purpose. We start there. Mm-hmm. That's the best place to start, right? Mm-hmm. And from that place, they get to go on this journey about themselves, and then how do we help people? Now mm-hmm. that we've been healed up, now we get to bring this best version and understanding of how we actually go out into the world and be a light and a testimony in a healthy spot.
And it is fun to watch people go from, I understand this, I want to do this, mm-hmm. I get it, I got it. Now the only thing between me and breakthrough is courage. Totally. Courage. I got to get some courage. I got to find courage because I know what to do. Uh-huh. I know when to do it. Mm-hmm. I know where to do it. I just don't want to do it, you know. So totally. Now the courage piece is coming from watching other people do it right mm-hmm. along with you. And now you have a group of people that you belong to. Mm-hmm. Now I belong to this class. I belong here. I belong with this team mm-hmm. of leaders. We're a people, mm-hmm. and this is what we do. And so they're encouraging each other to now activate, mm-hmm. and the activation of I did it. I said something. I set a limit. I told them about me. I did it. I told them. I finally showed up. I stood up. I and they're cheering each other on. The we call them transformation groups mm-hmm. for the very reason. They're transforming. They're moving through. I believe it. I know how to do it, and now I'm doing it. I've mm-hmm. transformed who I am. I've been in this relationship for 30 years. Mm-hmm. I have 4 children. Mm-hmm. I've, you know, finally said something to my mom. I finally said something to my brother. I finally said something. You're like, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. We've moved through the believe, behave, belong. Mm-hmm. And the Kylo University piece is, it's our first really place to feel like you belong in the loving on purpose lifestyle, if you will. You know,
I called it a movement before. You've created
a movement. Yeah, let's call it a movement. And we're really going towards, you know, certifying coaches. You know, we have a few currently that we've been in relationship with ever. That model just doesn't scale, you know. having to have a 10-year relationship with somebody to go, okay, go and do ye likewise. Like, no, this is, we really have got to accelerate that. So the Kylo University piece is us watching people's lives transformed and then teach them to be teachers, mm-hmm. to go into their communities, to represent what we would do there, mm-hmm. and become a local resource for nonprofits, for church communities, for parent groups, for schools, whoever it might be. Mm-hmm. That's what we're really trying to do. We're just trying to replicate what we're doing locally here all over the country. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we can do that, that feels like a win. That feels like the momentum of a whole healthy family developing movement, mm-hmm. that we can release. So we have this mechanism that is attracting people that are like-minded, like, okay, and then we give them a community to belong, to support each other, and then we give them a, you know, an intensity to give them courage, to go face their dragons, and then eventually become master teachers in their own communities.
On the Kylo Show, we've done this where you submit a question, mm-hmm. you know, and it's... I've heard from people that have heard their question submitted, you know, how much courage, like you're talking about, they feel to go and do what we, you know, are responding to in their question. The beauty of Kylo University is it takes this concept of receiving your questions and walking with you and giving you input and bringing courage and accountability to a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. Because we are, you know, on this call with the 45 people that are people that have submitted questions but have decided, I don't want to settle for just submitting a question. I want to actually become someone that does this, mm-hmm. that the default is this. And when we have – that's the thing that we're watching is they come in with this knowledge that they've gained, and then they've asked questions in either conferences or the Kylo Show, and that's the – the limit, you know, we only can get so far with that. But then when they actually walk through this process of, you know, bringing their situations, being willing to learn, asking the questions live, walking through with them in transformation, now their default goes from what they once were to what they now are. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun to see the hunger that they have, that they don't settle for just submitting a question anymore. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're like, no, I actually want to do this. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about Kylo U that we're trying to get at, is if you want to do this, this is where you come. Mm-hmm. Because this is where you're going to get that feedback. Mm-hmm. And we give feedback to our students. Yeah. We do. Hey, I don't know if you realize.
They're getting rocked.
But there's, you know, here's some powerful feedback. Yeah. I love you. You got this. But this is how I've experienced you. Or, hey, I'm not sure what your intentions are, but hey, this is the experience I'm getting from you. What is it that you're needing? What is it that you want? I mean, this is the beauty of, if you're really serious about living a life where this becomes the default, mm-hmm. and you lead in this, Kylo University is where you need to come.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're going to change your tomorrow.
Absolutely.
You're going to change your legacy. It just takes one family member really to get healthy, and everybody around them is impacted by that. We just had your Imperfect Parenting conference not too long ago, your book release, and we got to meet some of our Kylo U.
Oh, that was really fun.
Grads, you know, and it's fun to, you know, see somebody online and get to know them a little bit. Then it's even more fun to get to know them, see their life, and hear their testimonies, hear their stories, and I am just so impressed with people that are stepping into the courage to do something that they haven't in their 40 years of living on this planet.
Right.
They've never been able to do this one. They have this one conversation.
Yeah.
You know, hold this one standard in place. Keep their love on with a family member who's out of control.
Yeah.
Out of control.
Yeah.
And still feel like, okay, it's going to take courage to hold this boundary, but I can't believe I did it. I just can't believe I did it. Did you see? Did anybody see me?
They're
anybody
shocked see and so excited.
They're so excited. They're so, so impressed with themselves. Like, I did it. Oh my gosh. Totally. It's like riding a bike for the first time or something.
Did you see me?
Oh my gosh, I did it. Yeah, it's so much fun.
I think that's what I love about transformation groups when they have that giddy story that has to do with the teaching that they just heard that Monday before, and then here's Thursday, and they just can't wait to tell you, look, I did a good job. I did that thing. Yeah. And then again, the whole group is just adding fuel to the fire of their courage to keep it up.
Yeah.
And you know, that's the beauty of what Kylo is and what we have been building. And you know, you're going to hear testimonies about this as we go through the rest of the series. And the fun part is we wanted them to share about, like, how did the Kylo 5 show up in your stories? Because, I mean, that's what the Kylo Show is all about, is around the Kylo 5. And how does this become part of your daily life? How does this become your default? How does this become the new way? And I mean, the testimonies that we get all the time is, thank you so much for this. I'm seeing fruit in my life. And being able to hear their stories, their testimonies of, I won in, you know, choosing love over fear. Mm-hmm. I won in prioritizing my connection. I won in setting a boundary. I mean, that's the reason why we designed it this way, is so that you could see the fruit of what's happening when these people are serious about actually learning and taking it to the next level.
So you're going to get to hear from some of our students, you know, and their breakthroughs, their victories, their application of the Kylo 5 in their relationship with God and their relationship with themselves and their relationship with others. They're going to, you know, they're going to be bringing buckets full of testimony, of hope, and but I really want you to capture the courage, the courage that it took to go from however many years I was avoiding this to, I finally walked up to that dragon and poked him in the eye. And he backed
up
for me.
And I didn't die.
He backed away from me.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we're going to be showing you. Yeah. The other place I would encourage you is, can you see yourself in these stories? And that, you know, working with parents, and I mean, even part of my heart for imperfect parenting is, I want you to see yourself in this story and know that that same breakthrough is available for you. It requires the courage. But I think you're going to find yourself in every one of these stories in one way or another. And it's really just an invitation to receive that testimony and, you know, asking you to come join us. And we would be honored to be part of the journey. And, you know, I love telling our students, tell me your testimonies, because you are in this room, and we have a place where we get to shout it to the world. And you never know what your story is going to bring. And they just are so excited when I tell them. I'm like, you never know. Australia could need this breakthrough.
That's it.
South Africa could need this breakthrough. Wichita could need this breakthrough. And they wouldn't have it unless you shared it. And that's what we're doing.
It's absolutely. Lots of fun. So cool.
All right. Well, we're going to jump into questions and have some fun. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a short break and hear from our good friend Charles about some really great resources.
As a business leader, what if you're doing people development all wrong? See, great leaders know the importance of investing in the human side of their business, but many either don't know where to start or they use traditional approaches that don't really work. Old training approaches like buying everyone a leadership book, bringing in a speaker, or doing a once-a-year offsite might feel good in the moment, but are often a waste of time and money. And that's because when people get back to work, they just slip into their old habits again. You see, personal growth doesn't happen all at once, it happens over time. That's why the new way to develop your people, strengthen your teams, and invest in your culture is to create an ongoing people development system, not a one-time event. But how? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I've got a free gift for business leaders that's going to help. I'm Charles Cowan, founder of the people development company GrowthStream, and we've discovered a simple but powerful four-step system that makes development easy. And we're giving away our secrets in a free training video. In this training, you'll learn how to develop your people in less than 1 hour per month using our simple four-step system. Plus, you'll learn how to do it yourself if you have time, or outsource it if you're busy. So if you're a business owner, HR manager, or leader and want to learn about the new way to develop your people, strengthen your teams, and invest in your culture, then go to growthstreamtraining.com to see the video before it's gone. Again, that's growthstreamtraining.com.
All right, well, we're going to jump into our questions. Mm-hmm. And the first one we have today comes to us from Joy.
Hi, Danny and Brittany. I am a recovering rescuer who is on the journey to becoming an awesome guide. With that, I have had some friends around me who have come to me looking for advice on problems that seem like they haven't really done any of the work to figure out how to solve the problem without just asking me first. So my question is, how can I show them, hey, I'm here for you, I'm for you, I'm in this with you, but you need to go do some of the work first, without just saying, figure it out yourself. I'd love your input. Thank you so much.
That's probably a hard boundary to set with a recovering rescuers, figure it out yourself.
I know. I think, you know, the good guy, you know, the rescuer is really just wanting to help. Mm-hmm. I just want to help. I just want everybody to be helped.
Yeah.
And everybody to be happy. If you've not read Unpunishable, I would recommend that you get that. And then I think it's chapter maybe six. It's the five E's. Mm. You know, so
I don't remember what chapter
you lead but. With empathy. You know, you just really wow, and then you come in with empowerment. Mm-hmm. With what are you going to do? And that sends the message that both to you and to them that this is not my problem that you're working on. This is your problem that you're working on that I'm watching you work on. I'm not trying to make you do something. I'm just here to help. Mm-hmm. I've come alongside, and I want to maybe explore. And then there's the next E. Let's take a look around. Like, where has this problem showed up in your life before? Have you ever had to solve anything like this before? What did you try last mm-hmm. time you did this? You know, you're just trying to get them to talk about, yeah, this keeps coming, or whatever. And what's the problem? Mm-hmm. What's the problem you're even trying to solve here? Do you even know what that is? And until they come up with, oh, this is the problem that I need to solve, mm-hmm. you really don't have any advice.
That's the hard part.
It's so hard. You don't have any suggestion, because we don't even know what problem you're working on yet. But once we find that, here comes the educate. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, have you tried this? Would this work here? But you'll notice something. All I've done so far are questions, empathy and questions. That's all I got for you, baby. That's all I got. And so I go, what would happen if you did this. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if this might work. Have you tried something like this? And then I'm, you know, basically going to expect. Mm-hmm. I have an expectation that you're going to go to work on this. You're going to have a plan. You're going to execute your plan. You're going to invite some accountability into your plan. And I can't wait to hear how your plan works.
Totally.
You know, and look at me over here, all happy and fat and sassy, while you go away with tools and clarity and support and a plan.
Yeah.
Go get them, Tiger.
Mm-hmm. We did a Kylo show on the five E's last year, I think it was. So I don't know what episode number, because we're like at 117 or something at this point. So I'll just say, I guess, go check out 56. Maybe that's a word of knowledge, maybe not. I might be leaving you stray. But I know that we did it somewhere around last year. And it was great. So it might be a good resource for you to see kind of how we walk through those and Unpunishable as well. So be a helpful tool to do that. Because I know we talked through this. And it is, it's that wait, that pause, the put a sock in it, you know, don't give out those questions and until they found the problem.
Yeah.
So
it's good. And it's so tempting to feel like you rescued someone when you told them the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you try that with your children's homework, you just set them up for a bad test.
Yeah. So true. Mm-hmm. So true. I know that firsthand with math, especially with Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, math teacher of Lincoln's.
There you go.
All right. Well, it's a good question.
Yeah, great question.
So we'll go to the next question that we have comes to us from Miranda.
Hi, Danny, and hi, Brittany. I just want to thank you guys for Kylo. It's awesome. Good stuff. I'm learning so much through it. My question is, how does somebody, a powerful person, decide and continue to maintain a relationship with somebody who is powerless and stuck in a victim mindset? They are unaware that they are powerless and stuck in a victim mindset and are attempting to control everyone around them and refuse to accept responsibility for their actions. Somebody who is a powerful person, how do they maintain and keep that connection with somebody who is very up and down in their emotions? How do you do that long term, and how do you not lose the ability to control yourself when emotions are heightened? I appreciate you guys, and I can't wait to hear your insight. Thank you.
Miranda sounds like a great candidate for the Kylo community. Totally. And quite possibly Kylo you.
It's true. I think that's the place where I love Kylo Yu's ability to help you in the progress of you mastering the skills, applying them, and you come back and go, I don't think that went well. Mm-hmm. I need some help. Mm-hmm. That is the reality of what this, you know, we could answer the question, but being able to walk with you in the process of you actually executing it and doing it well and you getting the feedback of how's that going, that's just, that's part that frustrates me on the show is I don't know how to help you after the answer to the question.
Because we can't really process the did you, would you, could you.
The five E's is exactly what I was thinking about. I'm like, wait, just answer that kind of.
Right. And so it's when we get people in the Kylo community and in Kylo University, we get to have a relationship with them. We get to talk to them. We get to coach them. We get to see their specific application to their specific situation and help them through it. You know, so even a question like this feels we're going to have some generalities in our response because we're not getting to ask questions. You know?
And we don't know Miranda. Like, I don't know your personality. I don't know what your defaults are. I don't know your disc makeup. So that's the fun part is we go through all of that in Kylo Yu. And so I know how to help you when in this, because I know the defaults going on. But, you know, her question and my response would be, you know, the five E's are great, you know, but if this person doesn't have a problem, I'm probably going to limit how much of my time and resources I offer to someone that's not being fun to be around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's really hard when it's, you know, your in-laws, or it's really hard when it's your brother or your sister.
Your spouse.
Or your spouse. Mm-hmm. And so that's the part where it gets really hard. And again, we're generalizing here, so I don't know the level of connection this person needs. You know, if you're sleeping with them, you might want to check out family coaching. But if it's a relationship that, you know, maybe in a different season of your life, that was fine. And maybe that's where you were too. And now that you've grown and you're recognizing that you need to be more powerful and this person isn't, but they're a friend, and you can definitely keep your love on. You just limit how much of your victim powerlessness gets to come over to my house, because it's exhausting.
I would give them some good feedback about how you're experiencing them, you know. So I feel powerless to fix your problems. I feel anxious listening to you complain about them. I feel disconnected that you said you were going to do something about this and you are still here. And that feels scary to me. Mm-hmm. Whatever. However you formulate some feedback to them regarding this situation and or condition, and then ask them what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. Like, so what are you going to do? And they go, I don't know. My life's terrible and I got all these hard things. And I'm like, okay, so that sounds really frustrating and you sound powerless to do anything. Mm-hmm. Is somebody else going to fix your life or are you going to fix it? Well, Jesus said he was going to do it and the devil's so strong. You're like, okay, so what do you think Jesus needs you to do right now? You know, you're going to end up with the control panel on your life.
Yeah.
Somebody's not going to come in and take it if you whine enough. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a bad paradigm a lot of people get into is maybe if I just act like a victim, some rescuer is going to come and take over my life, bark at me until I do what they say, and then I'll be mad at them for trying to control my life. Mm-hmm. So don't get sucked into that. Just say, what are you going to do? Oh my gosh, this sounds like a giant problem. What is the problem you're working on anyway? Yeah. Don't know what the problem is. Wow, doubly tough. It's doubly tough to get out of this situation. I love you very much. I hope you get this figured out. Mm-hmm. Let me know if you want my help. And then keep your peace. Keep your peace. Keep your pearls to yourself.
Yeah.
And go about your day.
Is this where the levels of communication kind of comes in, where we can't have the facts or opinions? We kind of live at, or we can't have our thoughts or opinions because we live at cliches, or our relationship kind of changes because I'll only do this so many times with you.
Well, I'll let you see me. Uh-huh. You know, I'll say, wow, I feel so, I get so anxious listening to you complain. And I need to feel joy. I need to feel that I enjoy our time together. And I don't. I just get so anxious when you load up with all these unsolved problems and so much powerlessness connected to it. It feels like it's going to be here forever. Mm-hmm. So that scares me and it makes me feel sad. I need to feel your partnership in our relationship. So I'll let you see me. So I'm going to operate in the depths of these things. But the way you never solve it is you keep up there with, hallelujah, praise the Lord, good morning, how are you? Want some coffee? Absolutely. You know, that's going to...
What about change expectations for the relationship? If this person stays a victim and you keep your love on, you keep showing that, is there, if it is like a family member that you can't remove from your life, do you change your expectation of what they're going to bring as a relationship that has, you know, what we give and receive?
Well, probably over time I'm going to change some expectations. But initially, me telling them the truth, letting them see me, here's how I'm experiencing you. Here's what I need to experience. That helps them understand why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, I when I come in and go, how's it going? And they're like, like, okay, I'm going to go read my book. I'm going to go. At least you know I'm not enjoying your Eeyore.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not enjoying that. So mm-hmm. that's why I'm over there reading the book. That's why I planted a garden this year. You know, that's why because I really am going to be spending my time where I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And if you've decided to just drill into being miserable, maybe somebody wants to come and get some of that. I don't know, but I don't.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, hopefully that was helpful, Miranda. I think, again, this is these opportunities are what we love doing when we're in our Kylo community and Kylo U.
Yeah.
Just being able to go a little deeper and ask questions back and forth. And again, it's been fun getting to know our Kylo community because they show up for the calls and then we have our small groups with them. And so you get to see them mm-hmm. in a different way. So that's awesome. All right. Well, I think we're going to jump into our testimony okay. here. And today's testimony comes to us from Chris.
Keeping Your Love On really impacted my life by helping redefine some areas that I really needed clearer core values to help navigate some of the things that I'm going through. And it really helped me to see that safety, vulnerability, and connection were pathways that I was going to begin to build most of my relationships going forward with. And any area that I didn't have real connection, I needed to go back to square one, look for ways to take fear out of the equation and build safety and security into the relationship. From there, I could move to vulnerability that was honorable and rewarded and actually something that was what we wanted. And vulnerability was something I looked for. And ultimately, connection was built in most of the relationships going after. That became my goal and my focus more than just agreement or being right. And so as a person who's been in the ministry 15 plus years and someone who deeply wants to be a facilitator of genuine connection, have to say that the sessions that I had with Danny and Julie and some of the team really impacted, changed my life. Super grateful for them. And really, like I said, just defined some things for me personally. Safety, vulnerability, and connection are now things that I begin to use as just pillars in my own personal life. And so I recommend it to anybody listening. Hope you get a chance to keep your love on, hear the content, and have breakthrough in your personal life.
Great.
Awesome.
He said, Julie, is that, you think that's one of our Kylo community coaches?
I think so.
Julie, we have, like mentioned before, a Kylo community, and that we have different people that we love that are coaches in there. And so they break out into small groups, and Julie's a rock star.
She is.
I mean, we wouldn't pick people that aren't rock stars, but Julie's super fun.
She's super fun.
She's really gifted here, and it's fun to empower our friends too that, you know, have been doing this and it's shown up in their lives and they're leading in it in different ways. And it's their own expression of this, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I mean, just like I took the loving your kids on purpose stuff and have my own expression to it. And it's turned into something slightly different, but so much of the same heart. I think that's what our coaches get to put on display, but
yeah,
Julie's great.
Yeah. They are awesome. Our Kylo coaches are rock stars, and they are adding so much strength to our community.
Chris is loving it.
Yeah, yeah, and very cool. I don't think we have any Kylo coaches teaching in the university yet, do we?
No, but we're definitely going to.
Eventually.
We're going to be needing them very soon, especially yeah. if this keeps growing like it's we are expecting it to. So,
yep.
Which will be fun to see our these people show up because, again, they're just absolutely wonderful humans that care about families and connection and healthy relationships. So, you know, Chris's testimony of getting to experience that is what we want more and more people to have.
We do cool. have some of our super trusted Kylo coaches helping with our transformation groups.
Yes, they are the they're on our family coaching website as well as family coaches. So
yep,
they're awesome. Really awesome.
They are super cool.
So good.
Super good at this.
Well, I'm excited to talk more about Kylo University and Kylo Community and what we have going on, because it's been a really exciting place to see.
We've worked for 15 years to get to this spot.
To figure it out. I mean, you had all sorts of different names for it.
I know. I did.
I mean, it's been in his heart for a long time, and it's finally happening.
How long it's taken me to get here, but...
You've had a team like you've never had before.
So. It's true. We are rock stars today.
Yeah. You needed a team to make it happen.
I did.
You couldn't do it by yourself. So it's the beauty of community there. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to us on The Kylo Show. And we're excited to dive into this some more. And get ready, because the next episode, we're going to start our Kylo 5 with our Kylo U students.
Yes.
So it'll be a good refresher for you, and you'll get to meet some of them. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on The Kylo Show.
Thanks for listening. Never miss an episode of The Kylo Show by subscribing to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or watch us on the Loving on Purpose YouTube channel. Don't forget to submit your questions and testimonies to thekyloshow.com. The Kylo Show is produced by Ali Armading, co-produced by Ashley Beck and Anna Hill, sound engineer and edited by Taylor Silk, and show promoter Christian Zamora. Don't forget, whole healthy families, gonna save the world.